May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, in my sight, in your sight, in the sight of the people to come. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I read this gospel lesson many times over this last week. It's always one of those gospel lessons that seems to make a hard message to the people who have possessions and who have wealth, and says always to give everything to the poor. And here is this young man who came rushing up while Jesus was heading down the road to speak to him and knelt before him and said, "Good teacher." And Jesus said, "Why are you calling me good?" It's kind of like he was trying to get into Jesus' good side. And then he said to him, "What do I need to do in order to get into the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus said, "Well, you need to follow all of these commandments." And the young man said, "Well, I've done that all of my life, ever since I was a little child." Sounds a little boastful to be talking to Jesus, but maybe he was just proud of all of those accomplishments. And then Jesus said to him, "Well, you just have one more thing to do. You need to go out and get rid of all your possessions and give what you have to the poor, and then come and follow me." And the young man said, "Oh, no, not possible." And he left. Now, there's one verse that I mentioned forgot to mention, and that was, it said, Jesus looked deep in his eyes and loved him. All of the other parts of that scripture to me were like a story that just went round and round and was something that kind of made it impossible for you to see the real message in that lesson. And it was that Jesus looked deeply into his eyes and he loved him. And he wanted the very best for him and he wanted him to come with him. He wanted the young man to come with him and go with him someday into the kingdom of heaven. And yet when he looked deep in his eyes, he could see that young man was so caught up in his possessions that he really would not be able to see the importance of all of the things around him. It wasn't so much giving things away to the poor as it was cleansing himself from the things that he had so that he could open himself to the things that Jesus wanted to give him. So many times we have a sense of having so many things that we need to do that it's almost impossible to find that place where Jesus could live within our lives. I think our wealth and our possessions doesn't just have to do with how much money do you have. It's how much time do you have, how much words, how many words. See, my words are gone this morning for some reason. How many words do you have? Where do you want to share them? What is it that God is calling you to do? And instead saying, "Well, I'm really sorry, but I just don't have enough time to go to the food bank. Don't have enough time to go to the food bank. I don't have enough time to do something on the vestry or something that has to do with setting up our worship service. I really don't have enough time. I don't have enough resources of my own. I'm struggling as it is." And yet finding some place in our lives that we could say yes to Jesus. Because I believe that Jesus looks deep inside each and one of our eyes. We hear the story of the woman who was stoned, and Jesus looked at her and looked at her deeply in her eyes and said, "Get up, sin no more, and go," because Jesus wants everyone to be forgiven and loved. And then the prodigal son took all of the wealth that he had and squandered it. And when he came back to his father, he was sure that he would be asked to eat with the servants and maybe even asked with the pigs to eat with the pigs. But instead, what happened was that His father came running down to meet him and looked at him deeply in his eyes and said, I love you. You are forgiven. Come and share all that I have. That's what God wants to say to us. Come and share in all that I have. As I look around the people in this congregation, I can see how much time and effort that you've given in so many places. Debbie, being the treasurer, to me, the most difficult job in the entire world. I could never have done that job. And actually, when I was pastor, the treasurer always wanted to fire me because I was a difficult person to work with as far as treasuries were concerned. I look and I see the people like Carol, who does chapel with me, and she gives up things that she has to do that she likes to do, like going to the gym and a variety of other things, to come and be with the children. And Ravina, who has to organize all of the decorating of the church and everything that the Altar Guild is doing. As we look around the room, we could list every single person in here. And the most joy that I had today, truthfully, was watching Phyllis walk into church. And Phyllis, for those of you who don't know, Phyllis broke her hip. You will not know that from watching her walk. But Phyllis said to me, I did a lot of exercising, and it was because of that that I healed probably a whole month earlier. And that was a really important message to me that you took time to share, because that's something that I don't do. And consequently, I probably am not as healthy and as able as I could be. It's those messages that we share with one another that we take turns sharing and bolstering each other. Rose, you know, we don't want to make a list of what Rose does because we will be here all morning. But one thing that she does that's really amazing is she lights these candles. These candles are for prayers. They're not prayers for all of us. These are prayers that Rose says herself every day for all of us. You know, the gifts that we give to one another, the gifts we give to the church, the gifts we give to the world, this is the wealth that we choose to give away for God, for Jesus, for the love of Christ. We are forgiven over and over again for the mistakes that we make. We are forgiven for many things that you and I would feel like we weren't worthy of being forgiven for. We might sometimes be too proud. We might sometimes ask God for things that really aren't necessary when there are things that he wants to give us that we could just receive. And so as we go about our day, I would like us to think about what is our wealth? What is it? Time? Time is my wealth. Time is my wealth that I choose to give in as many places as I feel that God calls me. Is it your finances? Maybe you're a person who can afford to give large amounts of money to many different places. Maybe you're a person who's really great at organizing things and you're willing to take the time to do that. I ask you to look into yourself and say, what is my wealth? If Jesus looked deeply into my eyes, what could he see about me? What could he see about me that he would say, if you would give that, if you would give that, you will have an easier road into the kingdom of heaven? May you all have a day of remembrance of all of those things that you have already given and the things that you might give in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.